could see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. They'll leave me alone because I want to be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour, your defending fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Tuesday, July 28, 2026 edition. Joining us on the line right now is the owner of the Iron Pick Smokehouse over in Gaylord. Ian Murphy is on the line. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
Saw you on stage Saturday down there at Iron Mountain, USA. Did you have a chance to stay for the Ted Nugent concert?
I didn't. I was backstage for a little while, just before he was introduced, but I had to boogie back to Gaylord.
Yes, sure. It was a great concert. He did a great tribute to Fred Bear, the bow manufacturer, and end of the night, Cat Scratch Fever. Man, everybody in the whole place was up and dancing. I couldn't believe it, man. It was a great event. And one of the things you talked about in the few minutes they gave you is you brought up the raid on your locations there regarding your bourbon, the Iron Pig Smokehouse bourbon brand that you guys invested a lot of time and money and effort into. You mentioned the story. Do we have any updates as to where we stand on this battle that's going on between you and the Liquor Control Commission?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think thanks for asking. The short answer is there is no update yet, which I'm a little bit surprised at. But we've caught them playing this game where they're changing words of the Liquor Commission's own rules. We've kind of called them out on it. I have not been talking about it. Specifically because, you know, we're kind of playing this game. We're playing their game, essentially. And what I don't want to do is I don't want to tip my hand. And we have a really, really good hand. And the problem they are facing is they're changing the rules. They're literally changing the words in their own rules. Going from an applicant for a license to changing it to a licensee shall comply with all investigators, investigations, produce bank records, da 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 da. So we kind of have them in a pickle, and we've asked them to clarify, and they have said that this is standard procedure. We have heard nothing back from them since. Now, we have not given them the requested information. I feel like that would be violating my Fifth Amendment right by giving them information that may potentially incriminate me or my business partners.
Yeah.
So we're kind of in this really awkward holding pattern right now. Now, it is worth noting that the Liquor Commission, in the meantime, has issued me permits. So their enforcement division and their permit division are so separated that I will give credit where credit is due. The Liquor Commission did, before Alpenfest here this last week or 2 weeks ago, very, very last minute, they went way out of their way to approve a beer patio permit for us. So while I do have obviously a lot of issues with the Liquor Commission, there are some good people doing some good work there. But by and large, their enforcement division is a complete joke.
Well, hopefully, maybe hearing this, because I've been told that there are people in Lansing that monitor my show, and hopefully maybe the Attorney General's office can reach out to the Liquor Control Commission and say, guys, you got to respond. You can't just take a reply and not do anything about it. They can't hold you up in limbo. I guess maybe potentially having to bring a lawsuit. I'm not really sure what your options are at this point.
Oh, we can talk about that.
I know we're going to. That's why I teed you up. Right before the music started playing. Short break. More with Ian Murphy, the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouse over in Gaylord, Old 27 Highway. We'll be right back.
Do you suffer from political insanity disorder, where you keep voting for the same people over and over again and expect a different outcome? The good news is there's a cure. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress in Michigan's 1st District. It's time to elect someone who cares about people, someone who is from the district. Washington is stagnant. It's time for change. Vote for me, Justin Michael, on August 4th, paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, staying through the break, Ian Murphy, the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouse over in Gaylord on Old U.S. 27 Highway. Ian, kind of teed you up there, gave you time to think about it so you could be very careful in what you want to say here, knowing that potentially Lansing may be listening. But they can't just leave you in limbo. They can't just come in and seize all your bourbon, seize your records, get copies of all your bourbon club members. Can't do this without due process. And I guess the question I ask, how long are you guys going to wait, giving them an opportunity to make the next move to do something before maybe perhaps you have to file something in court?
Yeah, there's a lot there. So part of it is one of the reasons we've been successful in the last 6 years is contrary to maybe popular belief, is we don't go looking for fights. And that may be, you know, we lie in the grass is the easiest way to put it. Let them come after us. If we decide to poke the bear a little bit, that may not be the best strategy. The winning strategy so far has been let them come after us. Let them use every rule they have access to and overreach. Keep overreaching because that's what they've done. They used to. So you mentioned the Fourth Amendment right of warrantless search and seizure. You have that. The normal everyday American citizen has that. I'm a licensee in a, quote, highly regulated industry, unquote. When I signed my license agreement a couple of years ago for the new location and almost 8-9 years ago in the original location, when you sign that license agreement, you're essentially signing away your Fourth Amendment right because you are a licensee in a highly regulated industry, which means a state police officer or a commission investigator can come in and literally search the premises without a warrant because you're a highly regulated industry. What has happened, April of this year, a federal judge said, no, sorry, Liquor Commission, you don't get to warrantless search your licensees. They now have a ruling against them. Of course, they're appealing it in federal court. But right now, there is a federal judge that has said, sorry, Liquor Commission, you can't use this rule that you've had access to for decades to go in without a warrant and search and seize and require that a licensee hand over documents, hand over information, hand over receipts. They came in on June 3rd, did exactly that without having access to that rule. So they then turned to a different rule under the application for a license section. Now, Randy, I'm not an applicant for a license. I'm a full-fledged licensee, so I don't belong in that category. So what they did is they came in, they took all the bourbon, they rifled through the drawers, they went through my offices, they did everything, including took the binder with all of our Barrel Club members' private information, phone numbers, addresses, the number of their bottle, number of bottles that they've procured. This is not information that they should have access to. They believe that information is part of their investigation, which in our estimation was conducted illegally because they no longer have the right under the rule that the federal judge took away from them. So they then turn to this applicant rule, change the words, and cite that as the rule that I must now comply with. Not only stripping me of my Fourth Amendment right that a federal judge says I should have, they're now also trying to strip me of my Fifth Amendment right, to where they're now saying I need to give them information that could potentially incriminate myself. So you look at a lawsuit, and this was brought to me. This was not necessarily my idea, but our Barrel Club members are rightfully upset, and they want to know what they can do. So we are potentially looking at the idea of maybe filing some kind of class action against the Liquor Commission for seizing this information, their information, illegally in a warrantless search.
Going to stop you right on that. I'm going to hold your thought, because that was exactly the violation I felt, knowing that my name, friends of mine, listeners, Nick Wallace and his daughter from Harbor Springs, the builder, construction guy, Pat Battaglia, developer, real estate developer, builder, my name, you know, they have our information that I did not give them permission to get. They know now that we purchase this bourbon. I have, you guys signed the bottle for me. You, Tracy, Tim, I've got a signed autographed copy of it up in my collection here, and I'm going, wait a minute. I never gave them permission to get my information. I feel violated. I'm absolutely willing to be part of that. And I'm sure if I talk to Pat Battaglia, Nick Wallace, and others, I'm sure they'd be willing to feel the same way.
I talked to Pat the other day. He does feel the same way. The trick on this is the timing, right? We've got to insert this in a time which makes the most sense. And to me, when we get into the administrative hearings, where we're basically just going to sit there and say, you folks don't have the right to warrantless search and seizure. We want to see what their reaction to that is going to be. So far, their standard line is to say, this is standard procedure, which also then opens, and they volunteer that information, by the way. That opens the door up for potentially another class action. Because if this is standard procedure, and they did this to my two locations simultaneously on the same day at the same time with five investigators, Randy, I've never seen more than one of these people on property. There was five between my two locations and a state police officer. So if they're going to do this to me in northern Michigan, you know, these folks drove all the way up from Detroit. If they're going to do this to me in little old Gaylord, you know, and by their own admission, it's standard procedure. So how many other bars have they gone into and violated their Fourth Amendment and violated this judge's recent ruling? That's what I want to know, and that's the other part of this thing. Is these people believe with impunity they can do whatever they want, regardless of what a federal judge has said. That's the part that upsets me the most. And I challenged them on that when they were on my property, and Randy, they laughed at me. They laughed in my face. I'm a licensee asking questions about the legality of them being on my property without a warrant, and they laughed at me. That's how little they think of us little people, the licensees. That's how little they think of us.
Well, I've got Officer Rick, who has been involved in working on cars that have been in accidents. He says that car dealerships, junkyards even, are under these type of administrative bureaucratic agencies. But he says, this is interesting. What Ian's talking about describing is called an administrative search. However, I'm not sure why they seized his property. Upon finding other evidence that should have led to them having to obtain a search warrant in order for them to seize those items if it was part of a investigation. This is Officer Rick, who's been involved in other businesses, knows totally what you're talking about. As a licensee, you have the right to stand up and fight against these administrative searches, but for them to come in and seize your property, that should have been, like he's saying, they had to have a warrant.
That is a whole other aspect to the entire thing, right? Because they came in under the guise of not knowing. They pretended the entire time in front of my face. And I have it on video, and there's a reason why I haven't released the videos yet, because we've got to get this thing down the tracks a little bit further before we really start to ramp things up. But they pretended like they knew nothing of Gaylord Gold Iron Pig Bourbon. They were putting on this ruse like, oh, you guys have your own bourbon? And then 30 minutes later, he serves me with this piece of paper. Again, it's called a notice of deficiency. And then it then requires this information be handed over to them. On that notice of deficiency that was printed out, it listed Iron Pig Bourbon, Bardstown Distillery, Iron Pig Distilling Company. They knew full well why they were there. So it's not like they came in and then, boom, oh, look at this. We just discovered this. We better take this now. No, they knew ahead of time. We've never hidden the fact that we're selling our own bourbon. It's been online. There's a website. We promote it on the radio show. We've never hidden any of that. Right. Yet these people came in and played me for a fool and pretended like they knew nothing about Iron Pig Bourbon, only just to then turn around and serve me with an official document that listed Iron Pig. I mean, unless they had a printer out in their car, Randy.
Yeah, and they did. I'm willing to bet, guarantee they had a battery-powered printer synced up to Bluetooth to a phone and absolutely generated that and came back in and did it. Absolutely.
The whole thing is over the top.
Right. A week from today, August 4th, is a very crucial, critical primary election. And I'm going to put you on the spot here. Who are you voting for governor next Tuesday?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I'm going to say I don't endorse anybody, but I'm voting for Perry Johnson. It's that simple to me. I like the idea of an outsider. I like the idea of a mega audit. I like the other guys for the other offices as well. I've met them. We need a new attorney general there. So I'm hoping that Perry Johnson will make it through the primary. Now, I don't have, you know, I have some problems with John James, but I'll 100% support him if he makes it through the primary.
Yeah. Well, Vicky and I are voting for him as well, because bottom line, he's a businessman. If you go to perryjohnson.com, he does not have a donate button. He doesn't want money from the little people. He says, you keep your money. I got this. John James, pull up his website right at the top, donate. He also asked for and applied for government financing of his campaign. Yep. I mean, there's so many problems I have with this. And I think bottom line, patriots like you and I and others, our listeners, I think we have to at least try to get Perry across the finish line. Like you say, if James ends up, you know, winning it, well, we're sure the heck not going to vote for Jocelyn Benson.
No, heck no, heck no. And I'll tell you, it might sound silly and maybe a little bit childish, but Perry Johnson has been to the Iron Pig twice, including just this last Friday, but Saturday, before the Liberty Mountain event. John James has not been to Iron Pig once. I met him briefly back in May at a breakfast where he introduced himself while he was canceling the event he had planned at Iron Pig later that day. Never rescheduled. You know, made a comment on social media the other day, and Perry Johnson reached out and said, man, we'd love to come back. And what do you know, 4 days later, they're at the Iron Pig hosting another event. John James has still not come back to the Pig. I met him again at Liberty Mountain, went out of my way to introduce myself to him. And then his campaign team came up and said, well, you know, blah, 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 blah. Well, we read some things online. Well, then come to the Iron Pig and see what's going on, and you'll find out exactly what kind of support we can bring. They have not done that. And I'm not saying that's why I'm not voting for James in the primary. I'm simply saying I like the idea of an outsider not beholden to anybody. To me, it sounds like a lot of Trump stuff happening there, too.
Amen. Absolutely. Appreciate your time. Appreciate your thoughts, Ian. Again, ironpigsmoke.com. Ironpigsmoke.com has all the details. Check it out. Order online. Call them. Drive-through window. Pick it up. Thanks, Ian.
Thanks always, brother.
On the Hour News Break, hour number two, we'll be right back.